Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling RNS Lawn Care.
Yes.
Great. Hi, sir. My name is Tony, and I had a quick question.
Yeah.
Are you guys still taking and pressure washing and lawn care services for the month, or are you booked out?
I'm still taking, yes.
Great. If, for example, not sure if it's relevant, but if we were to provide you with, let's say, like 5 or 6 steady bookings monthly, is that something that would be a value for a business, or you guys are working at your own pace and rhythm?
I'm actually using Andy Leeds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How's that working
is
out
that
for you?
Is that like a is that the same thing that you're offering?
It's very different. I'll explain real quick. I understand you're busy, but for example, all these other like Thumbtack, Andy Leeds, and Home Advisor, Yelp. They get this listing directly, and they multiply their earnings by sharing the leads with you know, different companies. So the leads, if you may, or the listing that is was supposed to be yours, for example, it's being shared. So sometimes I'm not saying it doesn't work, but for me it makes more sense for people that are barely starting, so that way they can actually grow their own pipeline. Because there's points, I'm not saying you particularly, but that, you know, the leads, they kind of come in waves. Like sometimes you get a lot of good jobs, and then you get a lot of like stuff leads. They're not even real, you know, they're just trying to stuff in to make sense of it, because it's honestly, it might work for a moment, but on the long run, it doesn't work out for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a many. I don't want to get too much into it because for example, how am I? I'm just gonna put it this way. How am I gonna give you or keep you fully busy with the volume that you need, especially when there's unexpected dips for everybody? How am I gonna keep you busy if I'm sharing the same clients with different people? Now, also, the client does tend to ask for prices. Usually, there's a lot of tire kickers because they have a lot of options to go through, and it's just a headache. They want the service, so if you're putting a lot on the table, they're just looking for the best price. And there's more to it. Again, I don't want to get it's going to be a while.
No, I understand.
Right
now, I'm not able to talk so deeply into that, but if you're able to send me an email, kind of showing me what you guys offer and all that, that would be great.
Sure, although I cannot promise that that position will be available since I explained to you that the main idea of this is to find one and focus on that. And also, I do have also my own competition, so it might actually even go to somebody else. Okay, I can send you the email. It's a text and everything. I have no problem with that. I do recommend if right now like a totally bad time, or would you have like 5-7 minutes? It's a bad time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. I mean, there's a chance they haven't taken it. I can still give you a call back on Monday if you wish. Do you want an email or just a text will do?
Text? That'll work, yeah.
Got it. Okay. I'll send you a text. And by chance, I still have that position. Is there a way I can catch up with you on Monday just to see if you're interested in talking for a minute or two?
Yeah.
Okay. I usually call like at 10 a.m. Is that okay?
Yeah, that could work.
Okay. All right, so I'll send you that information. Is there anything that you... Well, it's just a text, because I don't have an email, unless you want an email as well.
Text will do? No worries.
Okay, yeah. Got it, sir. I'll see you on Monday, hopefully. Feel free to call us.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.